Welcome to the Miracle of Surrender podcast. My name is Abhi Vara. I guide you to awaken spiritually.
Abhi, hello and welcome to the Potential is Human podcast. I'm very happy to be connecting with you today. Firstly, I'm in South Africa in Cape Town. Where are you calling in from?
Thank you, Ryan, for inviting me to your podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time. I am in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, the tropical land.
Yeah.
Being an Indian, live my life in Dubai and Singapore, and right now I'm settled in KL, Malaysia. Yes.
Wonderful. Abhi, tell us about growing up in India. My understanding is that you grew up in extreme poverty, and this led you to want to then pursue business and obviously create success for yourself. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. So back in India, I was born in 1978, and my father was an auto rickshaw driver. I still remember, like, we in like 500 or 400 square feet room that we three family used to stay with children. So it's like around 15 people. Anyway, fast forward, I was good in studies. I had a kind of hunger for success at that time because my father used to earn like $2-3 per day. So fast forward, after finishing my graduation, common admission test for MBA in India, for the most premier institute, MBA institute in India, which is IIM, Indian Institute of Management. I got selected, but my father never had the money to pay. So I was like 18 years. And then I went to Dubai because my uncle called me. And for 7-8 years, I work in a computer sales and management company. And my father, anyway, I was sending money home, and my father has a kidney disease, so all the money was getting finished. In 2006, I read, because I was always in the reading book, so I read some of the finance books and I jump into real estate. Then I placed my wife in Nakheel, which is like, was creating the man-made island, Palm Jumeirah. You know Palm Jumeirah Island?
Yes, the palm. Yes.
So my wife was selling palm, and then I started my company called Abhi's Real Estate LLC. And then we both got very greedy, and we become millionaire in like 18 months, 2 years, and then become extremely greedy because in the speculation. Miraz apartment is tallest tower in the world, Burj Dubai. But more success makes us more greedy because my ego thought no end of itself, you know. And whatever money I earned, I used to have around 18 people firm, I put in the real estate. Now that real estate got crashed because in Dubai, developer did not create that project to finish. It's just a speculation all the time that, you know. In 2008, when recession hit Dubai, the whole Dubai falls like a pack of cards. They default, I think around, I don't know how many billion dollars in World Bank. So I lost everything. And when I lost everything, I said, I reach all the success books. I have everything, bank balance, villas, cars, employees, company. Why I'm not happy? And suddenly I lost anything. And one day, again, I was researching the book in the bookstore that somebody gave peace. And I come across this book called Power of Now. I took home. I never read spiritual books. I thought spirituality for losers. And some idiots don't know how to succeed, they become spiritual. And that was my ego, pure ego. So in that book, I read that one line called like, what problem you have now at this moment? And I said, this author is crazy. I'm losing my bank balance. I'm losing my properties. There are lots of cases going on right now. And again, I read, what problem you have at this moment?
I mean, let's read that line because I've got it here and it's so powerful, right? So from the Power of Now, it reads, problems are mind-made and need time to survive. They cannot survive in the actuality of the now. Focus your attention on the now and tell me what problem you have in this moment.
Yes. And when I read this line, second time, my mind stopped. And all the identification of my problem, as if like if there is a string attached from my mind to this problem, this problem, this problem, it broke. And suddenly I feel very ecstatic, and as if I was reborn again. Literally, I felt that. And I went to the room when my wife was seeing TV, and I said, "Come, darling, let's dance." And my wife said, "I went crazy because this guy never come to me, at least for dancing. Forget about." And I was very, very calm. And I dance, still I dance. And after I finished dance, I just started crying profusely. I cried, I cried, I cried a lot. Then I got very silent. And I remember next day, because I have many cars, so my ego's favorite car was Audi Q7, which I bought just recently. So I
Your
give this
ego's
car,
favorite car.
yeah, so I said, "Yeah, here's my car key, you can drive."
Yeah.
Now my wife is doubly sure I'm crazy, because I never give my car to her because I don't like her how she drives, and I'm always scared sitting next to him. But the whole the time on the Sheikh Zayed Road, I was just lying down on my seat and watching the trees. I was so silent. And when she parked the car, because I was parking on the terrace, and she parked the car, I was silent. I think a 30th or 35th floor was there, and she parked the car. All the time I was silent. I went to my company, and I can feel other person, their feelings. Like I feel one with them suddenly. And I, most of the time when the communication happen, I have a tears in my eyes. So one of my assistant Natasha came in, and I can feel her now. I can feel her, and she didn't say anything. And in fact, I started apologizing when I was like very tough on her. And this is how that I remember that day, and I don't know how many days I was in that state.
Abby, so you create this life in Dubai, and as you said, you had the things you wanted. You and your wife were doing really well. I mean, we know that so many people go on this trajectory, right? A lot of people want to create material wealth and success for themselves, which is nothing wrong. But you then touched on something very important. One was finding the book. I'm interested to ask you, the power of now, having not been on the spiritual path, how were you guided to it? You said you found it in a bookstore, but did somebody tell you to specifically go and look for that book, or did you just happen to pick it up in the bookstore and think that you needed to start reading it and take it with you?
So, I was just researching when I was very depressed online. I always research online in Amazon, which are the book success books. So I put, I think, the how to get peace, and every set of link direct me to Power of Now. And I see the Oprah called this author and all the stuff, and I was reading. Then I went, I think I bought new earth of Power of Now, but Power of Now impact me. So I went and just know that Power of Now, the Oprah called Eckhart Tolle, and I went. So I just bought that book. And as I told you, I don't, at that time, I never believe in spirituality, but Power of Now like caught me from the neck. And I couldn't let go of that book and keep on. There is a highlighter, yellow color highlighter. Keep on highlighting the whole book. I guess I finished within 3 4 days that book. And there is some point later in life when again my ego got a bit activated, because this is, I call this a non-enduring awakening, because non-enduring awakening is a process where some of the sage go through enduring awakening. So when they awaken, they get enlightened in one night or two night, and their mind structure is fallen down. On my side, the mind structure was still there. So in some time, after a few months or a year back, I started hiding the Power of Now and New Earth somewhere back, because my mind got a little bit activated. Again, I want to create the business in Singapore. And for that, Power of and New Earth is like impediment, because it's always about now, and my ego wants to think, achieve. I still remember those days. So kind of hide behind I had a book library, hide behind it. But again, that thing took me over, that consciousness within. I called my being when I was in Singapore. in 2011. And I cannot continue with that business somehow. I did not understand at that time. I bought the Remax franchisee. Remax is like real estate, how McDonald's is to burger. You might be knowing Remax.
Yes, we have Remax here as well.
Yeah, so I have a Remax franchisee I bought over there,
mm-hmm.
one of the franchises in Singapore, and I couldn't able to pursue it because on one side my mind want to achieve, on the other side there is an internal calling. So I was like totally two personalities. One is mind, one is the being. One wanted to be just be, and another wanted to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
But I really suffered. I had lots of, after that, some back pain, body pain, and I couldn't able to function. So I tell my one night I told my wife for 8 months, but she never wanted to leave Singapore. But one time after finish, one night, I think it's March 2012, I wrote her the email and I said, I want some break for 2 years because I couldn't able to function. Then we come back to Mumbai because we have the properties over there. Just to relax. So that's about it. So it took gradually some time. Then I started on the spiritual journey.
Mm. So you consciously took 2 years to just turn inwards and spend this time in being, as we would say. I'd like to ask you, Abby, how did your wife understand all of this, right? How, when she saw this experience unfolding for you and now understood that you don't want to chase things externally anymore. For somebody who's as dear as a loving partner, this can be very challenging. How did you both handle that?
She got terrified in Singapore and Dubai. So I started getting some of the intuitions. Like in Dubai, I got some intuition, which is, I told her for 2-3 months, which I cannot discuss here, which mm-hmm. is a major thing. And I said, this is about to happen. And I'm not interested in spirituality. And that happened on the same day.
Mm.
And there are certain things. It comes to me, and I was not interested in all intuition and all this stuff. I am a very practical guy, but this happens. And I said, this is about to happen, and that happened. And if I did not know that, my life would have ruined in Dubai at that time. So then she started believing after that. But in Singapore, she got very attached to Singapore, and she got terrified after that. Mm-hmm. That is in 2010, 11, 12. So I wrote one email. I'll forward you that email. After this thing,
thank you.
That is in April 2012, and I said, a letter from husband to the wife,
mm-hmm.
and I wrote everything that why this wealth is like an octopus now, which is like tightening me, and it's like I'm getting imprisoned in a golden palace, but I don't want to do that. I don't want this competitive life.
Mm.
So then she wake up and cry, and she came to India.
Mm-hmm.
And in India, I got fluctuated between mind and being, mind and being, mind and being. In 2016, we relocated to KL. I would say from 2018, my awakening is very, very deep.
Mm-hmm.
It got deeper and deeper. So after Eckhart Tolle, I started reading Ramana mm-hmm. Maharshi, the books of Ramana Maharshi, which would not resonating with me before, while sure. after awakening 2009-10, but then it started resonating with me after almost 9-10 years.
Mm. Abby, you said Golden Palace. You know, how many people can relate with that? And I have no doubt that there'll be people who listen to this who are feeling your words and saying, wow, I've also been trying to create, I'm pursuing, success is always in front of me, it's in the distance, but I don't feel happy. What would your kind guidance be today to somebody since you've been through that experience of awakening?
Guidance ran in what sense? Basically, if they got the shift in awakening, so how they maneuver awakening?
No, and let's how say they haven't necessarily had the shift consciously, but they can feel like, I also don't want to be part of this race that the world is taking on. And I sense that what Abby's saying has some truth to it. How do they then start to understand that there's a big difference, firstly, between being and doing, and it's okay to let go and surrender to the desperate need for the ego to constantly want to do?
So It's a very good question. So if I awaken today, which is today is like 10th March, and if I have the same conscious mind which is connected to my being right now, what I'm going to exactly do is I keep on rest my mind in my being. So I keep at least every time three, four attention within me, in my inner chest. Maharishi says that on the right hand side of our chest is a spiritual heart, which is the center of being, which is not an organ like our heart on the left hand side. So it's like a center. So this is the conscious center, and consciousness is everywhere. So what I do now is always rest my attention in my being, which is starting with my inner chest. Like, you know how Iron Man has that power source?
Yes, that's a
I
great
put
way
the
to.
attention here, and then anytime I do everything, like I wash my dish, I brush my teeth, I talk to every people, I at least three-fourth my attention, put three-fourth my attention inside. So I'm like a tree anchored in the ground. The roots are anchored in the ground. So thoughts will not take over me. It's very simple. People always say, I wanted to establish myself in the present moment. And they always have their attention out and do and involve themselves with all the activities in the present moment, but their attention is still out. If your attention is out, mind, your mind conditioning will not dissolve. Your mind will not get purified. So the universe will not able to act through you. The universe will only act through you once you keep that control to the being, once you surrender to the being. And once the being take over, and that is the God itself, then your mind-body instrument will be used for the purpose of the universe. And that's what I was not doing before 2019. And then what I started doing is anytime, like if I'm open, I still am speaking from my chest as if like 70-80% attention within me. But if I'm not talking to you and I'm not doing anything, the 100% attention is within me. So the mind conditioning for the last 3-4 years get dissolved and dissolved, and I get immense peace. I'm in immense peace. But after 2009 awakening, it was not the case. For 7, 8 years, 9 years, I suffered. I suffered very bad. I had a brain tumor and everything.
Wow. So let's go there, Abby. So the awakening and then the suffering, right? And as you would term dark night of the soul. Let's clarify what that means. So you experience the shift in consciousness, but the mind's conditioning and programming is very much still there and active, and you're revisiting these layers and layers of conditioning which create suffering. And you say that lasted for 7, 8 more years.
Yes. So it what happened that in, I term that as a non-enduring awakening in my book, Courage to Awaken. In non-enduring, there are two kinds of awakening. One is enduring awakening, which is spiritual enlightenment. You are awakened one shot.
That's the instant
Because,
realization you're saying.
yeah, it's because of the karma, karmic load. Now, in non-enduring awakening, your karmic load is like too much. So in that case, what happens? When you're awakening, somewhat your mind structure falls, major is still left, and it needs some time. So if you just keep on resting in being, your mind structure get dissolved. So you need to keep on resting in being. That's why I told you that what Abby you will tell my listeners what they need to do. I said just rest in the being right now, and your mind will dissolve. So the point being, your mind will still have this magnetic pull. It will identify you and just throw you back in the world and will identify with thousands of things after awakening. And there is another pull from the being. There is a call from the center, just to be. So this mind structure will keep on there for 8, 9 years. Maharishi said that if you are in satsang, meaning sat means being, because I have studied Sanskrit, sat is the root of satya. So that is sat, and the universal truth, Sat is the truth, the universal truth is your being, eternal being. So satsang, association of being. So you will awaken in 12 years if you are associated with being for 12 years. And that exactly got true in my case. And I did not know that before. I just recently read, within like 2022, I read that in one of the books of Maharishi. So you need to continuously have the satsang, the association with your being, the connection with your being, the resting being.
Powerful, Abby. So somebody who's very identified with mind is now hearing this for the first time and is thinking, okay, I need to connect with being, the chest that you pointed us towards. But then that fear arises of, if I'm connecting with being and I'm not doing so much in the conditioned sense, what is going to happen to me and what is going to become of my life? In your experience, having gone from the businessman, the person who created success, how do you conduct your daily life now? If it's not a pursuit of something in the future, is it just a aliveness with the present moment and then the next thing and the next thing? Or how do you go about, let's say, doing business or functioning?
You know, Ryan, it's very simple. And last 2 years, it got 2-3 years, got very simple. So when I wake up, I hold my attention within myself. Because as soon as you wake up, your attention go out of your mind. And that is this your true nature, which is Sat Chit Anand, which is being, consciousness and bliss, turn out to be opposite when your attention goes out of your mind. So the being transform into non-being, consciousness transform into unconsciousness, and bliss transfer into misery. Because your mind, the attention from the being is taken over from your mind and identify with that so many things. So I let that attention be with me for at least minimum 10 minutes when I wake up. Then intentionally I surrender. I said, I just have this prayer that God, make me your own, do as you will, and use me for your purpose. And then I surrendered totally my mind body to it, and whatever it requires, it get done. Sometimes my mind jump around and wanted to have anger or do something. So I just say this, I am. So I breathe in, I, and breathe out, am. I am. Without being, I am this or I am that, a deeper I am. And I'm constantly grounded, rooted, and whatever, and believe me, whatever get done, get done. For example, you approach me for this podcast.
Yes.
And before that, so many people approach me. I did not feel like, so I did not reply consciously. I said that I might be occupied, but when you come, my mind did not judge. I felt very much at peace. And I said, how's our communication? He said, okay, Ryan, fine. When you tell me to fill the form, there are one, two statement or two words. Now, this right now, when we talk.
And here we are.
And here we are. So there was no much communication happened, right? So I, in the same way, I said, okay, surrender to being, whatever happened to happen. And it's happening beautifully. So in all area. So for example, my part-time business is real estate. We invest in the real estate business. We have this facility management firm in India called Property Share. So right now we are investing total like 300 people in 219 crore assets. Why? I'm just giving you example. So that is like how much? Maybe around $30 million, right? So we all come together, 300 people, and just buying with some few share. So that is happening for last 3 days. It just happened before you, where I signed two documents and bought some of my share. It happened. Even those commercial things also taken care, and spiritual things. And I think in a whole, both are into each other. Everything is
one.
One. So to answer your question, just rest in your being, surrender to your being, that is God, and your mind body will be. So is, Jesus said, realize the kingdom of heaven within you and everything is added to you. So in my life now, at least for some few years, everything is added to me. Your podcast is just added to me.
I'm grateful that it's added for us both, Abby. You wrote a book called The Courage to Awaken. After going through this and your journey, can you tell us a little bit about the book?
It's just an ebook. So I started a Facebook and I was posting different people's spiritual distinct quotes last year. And I was not even, it's just that I know that I'm not able to actively do real estate business because it's I cannot emanate that consciousness in the real estate business.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm passively doing, I'm investing, and we are sustaining, my family are sustaining on that cash flow coming, but this is just a part time. So I know that and actively I cannot do. So I started this spiritual group, which is called Courage to Awaken. I was posting quotes from Eckhart Tolle, Ramana Maharishi, so on and so forth. So I just wrote this ebook. It's not a book, it's an ebook, which I just wrote just in 2 days' time. I still remember there's a downflow coming, and I just wrote it with different chapters. Then I started my website, abbyvora.com, and it just happened organically. Then some people used to call me from July, I still remember from July 2022 on my Facebook chat. So I used to have the counseling session free. And it's sometimes so overwhelming. My wife asked me to put some price on it, and I put the price so that it organically happened. So yes, when I wrote Courage to ebook, it happened in 2 days, a downflow where I just wrote some concept and then the headings I wrote and some paragraph in a shorthand, then complete the book in next 5 days. So because of short ebook.
Mm-hmm.
That book is basically telling us it's all about when you awaken, and especially when you go through non-enduring awakening, what kind of suffering you go through. And why, and why actually you should not get fearful about that. Sorry.
No, thank you. I'll definitely include the link because I know how valuable that read will be to people. Abby, is there anything that you are scared of? I do like asking this question when people have gone through some sort of spiritual transformation. Is there anything there that you can say, yeah, my human identity is still scared of certain things?
It was a beautiful question around a couple of years back, and I was scared of 2 years back. I had mind, even I have small, but so I was scared of losing my family.
Mm.
Because when I went to one of the Vipassana meditation, I had this very brief imagination that about my family, I got lost. But now I do the meditation on it for a couple of years. And now I would say I'm not even scared of death. And if I have to go raw at this moment, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Trust me. So the only prayer is, let the universe use me for its purpose. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't have demand for life. Nothing. So there is nothing I scared of. Yeah. But sometimes the anger happens. So like mind wants something, and if it did not go away, I have this conscious realization of this anger coming through me. It's like a surge of energy coming from me. And I'm separated with it, and I can feel it. So yeah, I feel that. So we are having also very adventurous life as a family. Like in KL, we are on Malaysia, my second home. So it's like a retirement visa.
Yeah.
Now my daughter from international school, they are now doing world schooling. So we do the adventure in Malaysia, Thailand we go, Indonesia we go. So now the fear is, I don't think so there's a fear.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, like, even the cockroach comes right now, frankly,
yeah.
So that it comes, so I get startled. Of course I get startled, but I can easily collect myself within 3-5 seconds. So if you mean that kind of fear, is there, but there is no major fear. I don't approach from any major fear, which is a psychological fear.
Totally understood, thank you. There's the sense of flow and just an ease Like when you talk and the way you explain, there's no anxiousness and pressure to live and do life a certain way. And it resonates very deeply. So I feel like this gentle Abbey River, it's just flowing and it's going where it's going. And I trust that many people who hear what you've shared today will learn to flow in their own time. Abby, is there anything else you want to share? I just have a big thank you to say to you for being on the podcast and for giving me your time.
Thank you, Ran. I would add this, that if you have taste the truth, if you know the truth, which is if you awaken spiritually, your mind always wanted to take you, identify with the thoughts and make you fearful. But what the whole world is waiting for, it's happened to you already. So you have to have a gratitude for that happening, for that instance. Keep on going inside your being and keep going inside your being, and whatever it's in your destiny, Maharashi called prarabdha karma, which is like allocated karma, whatever is there, just don't identify with what you are doing. I mean, don't be a doer. Enter within, and whatever need to be taken care in the outside world will be taken care, and you will do efforts, and you will do great efforts. So I would say the greatest effort is to resting in the being. This is the most dynamic efforts, and from that efforts every other effort sprouts. So just rest in your being, rest in your being.
Thank you so much, Abby. I really appreciate it. May you have a wonderful evening. And if we do this again, I look forward to more of your wisdom.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it, man. God bless you, Bandhu. God bless
Thank you, Abby.
you.
If this podcast resonates with you can download my free ebook, The Courage to Awaken, and join my course, The Miracle of Surrender. Also, you can take one-to-one private counseling sessions with me. All the links are in the description below. Thank you so much.